Once I got a taste for country, you know, when Dirks kind of, with that golden glove, just extended his hand, I knew, you know, I knew old school country, and I knew like the Loretta Lynn, and I knew Johnny Cash, and I knew that, I knew like old country and what my grandfather listened to. But I had no idea what modern country was. I think that's kind of a normal thing. You know, I grew up in Ohio and then in New York City. And in New York City, I was all about oldies and rock and roll and punk rock and hip hop. And I really just had no idea. And so when I sang with Dirks, and we got nominated for that CMA, and we got to perform on that show, and I had had a really hard and mildly traumatic experience at the Grammys, and I'd been nominated for 2 Grammys, and someone stepped on the back of my gown, and it ripped all the way up to my belly button, and we had to beg somebody to stitch me up right before they're about to announce who won the award, and it was just like, I, these moments that you dream of, and it was just like a pie in my face. And then you fast forward, and I'm backstage at the CMAs, and everyone has their dressing room doors open, and, you know, Luke Bryan is like, hey, hell, you want a drink? And putting his arm around me, and everyone was genuinely kind and inviting and warm. And I was like, well, I think this is pretty fun. And you know, like the rowdier I got when I would be at these country shows and stuff, the more people like amped it up, not in a bad way, not like they're making fun of me. It's like they know how to get down. And that's when I was like, well, country's more rock and roll than rock and roll. And it's not like this was like a calculated thing. Like if I do this and if I sing with this person here, if I go on this tour, if I'm with this management, it was like all of these things that sort of just naturally, it's like natural progression of like, okay, I really like Dirks' management company, and I really like how they all enjoy working with each other and what they all bring to the table and how happy they all are. Okay, I'm going to sign with that management. Oh, well, now I'm in a predominantly country-based management company, so I'm doing these rock and roll things, and then after my Heart and Joan Jett tour, I'll go on tour with Miranda. That's really fun, and now I've got all these new country fans and friends. A bunch of people knew who I was again for singing on Fooled Around and Fell in Love, but it was also like a kindness and another hand up. And I really like, I look up to Miranda a lot, and I really have a lot of respect for her. And so Miranda and I became friends, and country tours know what's up. The shows are Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then they go home for Sunday supper, and then they have a couple days with their family. And then on Wednesday night, everybody gets on the bus and they do it again. So I would come back to Nashville, and I was working with Martin Johnson, the co-writer for Drunk and I Don't Want to Go Home. This was a song that started when I was like 24 years old. And we rewrote it. And it's like, sure, like this is a good song. It could stand on its own. But like something was missing. And Miranda and I, you know, were becoming friends. And so I asked her to do it. But it's like these magical ingredients that just kind of worked out. I've been having the most fun the last couple of years doing country. And so it just felt like the next thing to do. And everyone's been really welcoming to me.